Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
When thinking about what to give your baby and toddler, of course, you want to give them the best. And so I highly recommend First Bite Superfoods for babies and toddlers. And let's just say that this book's not just for babies and toddlers, because I made some of the recipes in here. Although some people might say, I'm a big baby. Okay, I digress. We have got Dana Angela White, MSRDATC, on the show. Hello, Dana.
Hi, lady. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you on. So I think we know MS and our Masters of Science, Registered Dietitian. What is an ATC?
ATC is a Certified Athletic Trainer. So I actually have a degree in sports medicine. I started out in the sports medicine world kind of doing, emergency medicine and sports rehabilitation for athletes. That kind of was my first career path. And in doing that, I got very interested in nutrition and helping athletes, kind of better their performance with nutrition. So it was the athletic training brought me to become a registered dietitian.
That's so cool. Now, you mentioned before we came on, what is it, Registered Dietitian Day or
International? It is National Registered Dietitian Day today. So RDs like myself are kind of celebrating, everything that we do to kind of promote healthy eating around the country.
All right. Well, let's talk about this. What are some of your favorite superfoods that you recommend for people to give their babies and toddlers?
So my list of superfoods is about 50 foods. More than about half of them are actually fruits and vegetables. So that's probably not a surprise. And I think, superfood gets kind of misused a lot. And I think people often think that a superfood has to be this kind of obscure, maybe hard to find thing. But, my definition is more about kind of delicious and beautiful. So, apples are superfoods. They're filled with nutrients, great for everybody, growing children and adults as well. I kind of give love to a bunch of different kind of everyday fruits and vegetables. If I had to pick some of my favorites, I think butternut squash is definitely on my list.
Yeah.
Just
love it.
Kind of because it fits that bill of being beautiful and having all these nutrients to offer. And then I get into, in the book, looking at other categories as well. So even things like cheese and edamame and lentils and peanut butter, oats, brown rice, even cocoa powder makes the superfood list in my book.
Cool.
Now, does your book have, unfortunately I don't have a copy in front of me, does your book have a bunch of recipes that people can look to make for their families?
It does. It has about 75 recipes, and I've organized them by the superfoods. So there's the fruits and vegetables, protein, dairy and eggs, grains, and then the book is kind of categorized by those different categories, and then each section, it has age-appropriate recipes for everything up through little babies, up through toddlers, and kind of like you were saying, adults. I mean, these are the recipes that we make in my house all the time.
Yes, there's a lot of really great things. I love your breakfast quinoa with cherries. My daughter really liked that, which was nice. And I love that you can use a milk substitute like almond milk. You've got quinoa, a little bit of brown sugar, and some fresh or dried cherries. And all the recipes are really simple, which is nice. They don't have like a million ingredients, obviously, because you want them to be healthy. And it's just, like I said, you can eat this stuff. And you've got a roasted salmon in here that I'm going to be making.
Okay, yeah, that one's, salmon, I think salmon overwhelms people. I think people don't make it for themselves because they just don't know how or don't think that they know how. So a simple roast in the oven, with a little bit of, mustard or maple syrup and some of those things makes it so easy. The book was kind of meant to be a guide for busy parents. The recipes are not time consuming because as busy parents, we don't have time to do that, So kind of framed in that idea of here's some fresh, delicious whole foods, and here's some really easy ways to use them that hopefully everyone in the family will be happy about.
Now, I was going to ask you about like your inspiration in terms of being in the kitchen and trying all these different things. What kept you going? Because it's a lot of work to put together a cookbook.
I was really looking forward to doing it. It was definitely a lot of work. You hear horror stories about having no life while you're working on this, but I must say it was a really positive experience for me. Certainly a lot of work, but worth it. I mean, my children were my taste testers. I have two daughters, they're 3 and 5. Part of it really was just taking some of the recipes that we make all the time and writing them down. And then other things were kind of coming up with new creations and then letting them kind of play with it and try it and see what they thought of it. So my family really was a big part of putting this book together because they kind of helped me create it along the way.
And that's the best way anyways, because when you know that your kids like it, you know that other kids are going to like it too. So you, I mean, it's amazing to have them with you when they're preparing it, and then you're like, yep, approved, kid approved. We know it's going to be a hit,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And we had, you know, we had friends come over, and honestly, I mean, I have a great, I mentioned this in the book, I have this kind of network of neighborhood moms and really close friends, and we all spend a lot of time together. And literally, I mean, I had my friends that are moms like me testing a lot of the recipes because I didn't want it to just be easy for me. I wanted it to be easy for everyone.
Right.
So I really did kind of go through that and get their seal of approval as well, even from, you know, from the kids eating it, but also from, you know, fellow moms making the recipes and testing them for me.
You know, what's great about the book, too, is you actually have some equipment. What are some things that will help moms or and dads or caregivers use your book and really be able to make these recipes?
Yeah, so depending on the age for baby food, my number one a piece of equipment is a food mill, which is really kind of considered this kind of archaic. Do you guys know what a food mill is?
No,
I don't think so. What is that?
It's like a hand cranked tiny little contraption that you can use to puree fruits, vegetables, soups.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It is amazing. Okay. And they make these fancy baby food makers now that cost tons of money, and you don't even need it. I think nothing makes baby food better than a food mill, and they cost like $20. So as far as baby food goes, that's my definite number one. A good quality blender was another one. It doesn't have to be, top of the line, but to make smoothies, and again, for baby food and even for sauce, some of the sauce recipes in the book, a good blender is a really good way, kind of get fruits and vegetables into your kids. And then one of the other tips I make for equipment is a decent knife. I find that, if you can't, I go to my mom's house and I try to cut things, and, it's harder on my hand to try to cut through something. So if you want to use fresh and whole foods, you don't need a top of the line, really expensive, but a decent knife so that you can kind of work with all these fresh ingredients can be super helpful.
That is really good. Yeah, it does make a difference. I can't stand a dull knife. There's like nothing worse. Hey, do you have any tips on how to cut a butternut squash? I swear, when I try to peel that thing, it's impossible.
It's so funny
because we're talking about butternut squash.
It's so true, and I feel so. What I do is I peel it first. I think if you cut it, so first I peel it, and then I basically cut. I cut the kind of round. That cylindrical part, and then there's like the round bulb at the bottom. I separate those two pieces. Once it's peeled, I separate those pieces first, and then I find it's a little bit easier to work with when you have the two pieces. And then I cut the base of it in half, scoop out the seeds, and then you can chop that up. But I've tried cutting it and then peeling it, and it never seems to work that well. So definitely peel it first and then separate those two sections because they're so different in shape. I feel like it's kind of easier to get at it once you break it apart, but you got to peel it first. I found that makes a big difference.
Or you can buy it pre-cut at the store.
Yes, exactly.
That is true.
And just take all of that out of it. Yeah.
That is true.
Or you get a
although
big
sometimes it sits in the bin too long and then it gets a little funky and then I'm like, oh, you have
I
to cut it yourself.
I gotta say, and I've done that, you do the sniff test, or I even had a friend bring it over once and be like, can I eat this? Is this still okay? It's pretty forgiving, but I tried growing a butternut squash in my garden this past summer. The taste was just amazing. So that actually made it worth it. And then I had to peel and chop it on my own.
Oh, boy. Well, Dana, we love the book, First Bite, Superfoods for Babies and Toddlers. How do we learn more about you?
So you can go to my website, which is danawhitenutrition.com. And then as far as my social media is really DW Nutrition for Dana White Nutrition. And I actually just started a new Instagram account, which is Dana Angela White, where I'm posting every weeknight dinner that I make for my family, which has been really fun. That's something I just started doing as of January.
Dana, I'm obsessed with Instagram, so we'll follow each other. I'm at Andrea
All right.
Donsky. Totally obsessed. So let's do it. I'm loving Instagram.
Well, I want to thank everyone for listening. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Have a great day and stay well.